Welcome to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Coach John Limbaugh Show at La Costa in Sylacauga. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett and, of course, Coach John Limbaugh, head coach of the Federal Wolves. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you guys again.
Man, it's great to be here. We work, you know, I'm in the HVAC industry. We work so hard throughout the summer.
Absolutely.
I mean, 80 and 90-hour weeks. We look so forward to the fall. And being here tonight, knowing that football season is a few days away, gives me that glimmer of hope that we're almost there.
Yeah, it makes things right in the world, doesn't it?
It does. It just feels, football feels right. You know, winding down the year, trying to relax. We got, you know, six straight months of football coming up. But starting this Friday is your season. You guys play, it's at Childersburg. So it's not even really like an away game if you think about it. But before we talk about the upcoming matchup, you know, we hadn't had a winning season in a while. Last year was that year, and we got derailed by a bunch of injuries, and I hope you've been praying hard this offseason to try to do away with that bad mojo, but I can't tell you a season I've been as excited as I am this year. I mean, I'm fired up. Me and Jacob talked about it three or four times the last few weeks. I mean, we are excited about this year.
Well, I am too, Blake, and so are our kids and our community and all our students. We're very excited about it. We've got to take this thing one game at a time, though. And I know it sounds like coach speak, I get it, but we really have to take it one game at a time, and we want to move forward to all of our goals. But right now, you know, we had a great tune-up last week in the Cedar Bluff, Sylvania scrimmage, and that was a lot of fun and a lot of education for us, for our kids, to see where we needed to go and our coaches. But the only thing on our mind right now is Childersburg. That's it. That's all that's on our mind right now. So we gotta go to Childersburg, and I know it's a very formidable place to play, a very good football team, because I know Coach Zediker, and he does a great job. I know he's got a plan, but, you know, we got a plan too. So we're going to see what takes place.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people, they look at previous year's results, and they say, oh, well, Federal won that game last year. It's supposed to be better. They should win that game this year. And what you're talking about with Coach Pete, it's not so fast because you don't have film on these guys this year because you got Coach Zediker coming in. You know,
Coach Zediker, he was nice enough to give us the white towel game. They played the blue-white game. We got that. But I was at the Coosa Central game. I was able to go to that one and watch them in person at the Coosa Central spring game. So, we think we know a little bit about what they might do. But, it could be a lot of surprises. They could pull a lot of tricks out of the hat. They could run some things we hadn't seen yet. I know that might be part of their plan, so we're trying to plan for all eventualities, what he might do. But it's, you know, it's an exciting time, you know. But let me say this: we're talking to a 3A school. This is a very they got a lot of athletes there. They got a lot of speed. Their running back, he's a very good running back. You know, and you know, they got big number 55 up on the defense. He'll come and knock your head off. So they got some really good ball players. They got speed all over the field. 3A school, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to go in there and play as hard as we possibly can. And that football is made in an oblong shape, and it bounces a lot of different ways. So we're going to see what happens.
That it does, Coach. And, you know, with the new coach coming in, guys are going to be wanting to play hard to prove something. Your guys are going to be wanting to play hard and prove something too. And you lined up, went hard against them last year, came away with the win. And there's nothing like starting the season with a rivalry game against Childersburg. It'll be fun. You know, David will be there with us, who's sitting across from us tonight, you know, on the other end. And we're just fired up about it.
Well, I had somebody the other day tell me, it's not an area game. Forget that. It's the next game on the schedule. This is a big game for us, you know. They're right next door to us. Hey, that's where I live, you know. And we want to win the football game, but we're going to have to do things correctly. We're going to have to execute on offense, and we got to build a wall on defense. Because let me tell you something. I know Chilsburg is going to try to run the ball on us. They're going to try to run the ball right down our throat. They got big old guys on the line. We know what's coming. We just got to stop it. We got to do that.
Well, Coach, me and Jacob actually deemed this last year the Coosa River Classic. And that's, that's what we called it.
Right.
And so we're sticking with it. David and them, even if you hear it from them, we came up with it. You know, so anybody out there listening, me and Jacob came up with that.
All credit goes to you two guys.
Well, you know, Coach, last year at Florella in the baseball playoffs, me and you had a chance to talk because you had made the trip down there. And we talked about some new faces of the Fayetteville Wolves this year. Who are some of the newer guys that have stuck out to you so far?
Well, Presley Duke. He's a transfer. He's doing a great job for us, and I really like what he brings to the table. And we got some new guys, you know. Tanner Woolley really stepping up. Ryder Presley really stepping up, and they're going to do a great job for us. Both of them's working at linebacker, and they're working on the offensive line. I really like what those guys are doing. We got several, you know, Jetliner. I could just go on and on, Brain the Loach. I could go on and on with name after name about kids that really are doing a good job for us. And you know, what I like to see, Jacob, I like to see kids smiling at practice. You know, it's not a drudgery for them. And it's been, let me tell you something, these August days, you're talking about hot.
I work out in it every day.
I actually thought today I was out there lining the field off, getting it ready for tomorrow's run through, because I don't let them go to the field. I want to take care of that field. And our field this year, Jeff Scott, he's put a lot of work into it, and we've been working on that thing, and we have fertilized the mess out of that field this year. We have been fertilizing and putting the water to it, but it looks great out there. But I want the kids to practice on that, and you know, before we go to Chillsburg. And I was out there today, landing that fell off and doing all this. I'm thinking, it's really hot out here. I'm out here by myself. You know, I need at least where there was one of those things that says I fall and I can't get up, you know, because it really was hot out there. So but our kids haven't complained about it. They enjoy football. They smile. They're having a good time, and they love each other. A lot of good team chemistry there.
Well, looking outside behind us, you know, it's been raining on and off a lot this summer, you know. That, but that gets you ready for the wet football. You know, that wet football can be dropped at any time. And, you know, last year we really didn't commit that many fumbles. And, you know, so you know you have a well-disciplined team for Friday night, and a lot of seniors on this team this year.
A lot of seniors, a lot of senior leadership. But one thing before we get into that is ball control. You know, any coach, that's the one thing you can't – it's hard to win without the football. So we will have to control the ball tomorrow night, whether it be slippery or not. That's a point of emphasis for our team, is to control that ball. But then we have to take care of their mistakes. We got to go recover that ball if they drop it. We got to, if they throw a bad pass, we got to knock it down and intercept it. There's a lot of things that go into the game other than just the obvious. There's a lot of things that go into it on a wet night.
Coach, you know, we talked about last year, and we're looking forward to this year, but what was your message in the locker room to your team after the last game of the season last year when they came out? And if I remember right, we had a really good win against some team that's 2 hours away that we are not looking forward to making the trip to this year. But I believe brilliant. That's who it was. Yeah. And, you know, it was a tight game. You had a lot of guys that usually wouldn't get playing time in because of injuries. They played hard and they came away with the win. What was your message to them in the locker room, knowing this season didn't go quite as we expected, but we ended on a high note?
Yeah. We only lost three wonderful seniors, and you know that we lost. But you know, Carl Hardy was a big part of who we were last year. He was just a knockout punch for us. I love Carl Hardy, and they were gone. But everybody else was coming back, Blake. Everybody else coming back, and the Bible says that His mercies are new every morning. All right, so it was just a little bit more than one morning. But we have awakened to a new football season, and I told the guys, hey, get ready. Football season never stops, and we've been in the weight room this summer, been working out, been going to 7-on-7s, been doing those things necessary to prepare us for Chillsburg. So we'll see how much we've done this summer and how far we've come, and if we are indeed ready or not.
Well, we're excited to see it, and we'll talk some more about the Wolves' upcoming season. This is Coach John Limbaugh Show at La Costa.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit SycamoreFCU.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach John Limbaugh Show here at La Costa, something that we like to call the Coach's Cantina. I just feel like it was great marketing there, and it's nice change of scenery this year. We're not in the the studio's nice, but it's kind of boring. You know, you got kids running around in here, good food to eat, so we're just glad to be here.
Well, where you took credit for the Coosa River Clash, I took credit for this. The Coach's Cantina. I got us some food, baby.
And, you came up with that, Dave?
Yes, sir. So, hey, but I want to thank Emily and her staff here. They are so excited. We're going to be here every week right here at La Costa in this front room. We got the speakers out there on the street blasting where people can hear these coaches and hear what they're going to do on Friday night. So we're excited, and I know y'all are excited for Fayetteville football this year.
Well, and you know, too, something about La Costa I've always loved eating here. The food is good, but even better, the pricing.
Absolutely.
I mean, you come here, it's affordable. You're not going to spend $100 on an outing. You actually come here, get good quality food, good service, and not break the bank for it. And I enjoy coming here. So when they said it was here, that's perfect for me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we talked about the new players on your team. We've talked about a new change of scenery for the coaches show this year. You also have some new coaches on staff this year. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, I've got some new guys that are also old guys. You know, Jason Jacks was our coordinator last year on defense, and he's still with us. Thank goodness he does a great job, and he's going to be in the booth. And my new defensive coordinator is also our head basketball coach, Matthew Moore. And Matthew Moore is really taking the bull by the horns, and he's doing a great job. He is planning out his practices. He's out there with those kids every day, working with them, making them better, bringing it all together the way a coordinator should. And I really appreciate what he's doing. And, of course, I have Bruce and Josh Cantrell. And, Josh's son is my quarterback. He does a great job. Britton's a great kid, great young man, but also a great athlete. Really appreciate that. But, Bruce Cantrell, he works with us, and he's going to be talking to me in the booth. And Bruce, he coached for 20 years. He was the coordinator at Childersburg High School for a long, long time, defense coordinator. So really and truly, we have a great staff. But, one thing I'm really glad about is this. Bringing back Mark Reed. That's my buddy. He's a friend of mine. And Mark Reed does an excellent job. And he knows football. And I'm so appreciative, of him to be back with us. I'm just so thankful that he is there. And, Bailey DeLoach is there. He's my hype coach now. He gets them going. Let me tell you something. Bailey is fantastic. I love Bailey. He's almost exciting watching him coach as it was to, watch him play. because he really gets into it out there on the sidelines. So we got a lot of great guys, and you know, Coach Collier, just an excellent football coach. I'm so thankful that he's able now to groom and bring these young men up. He's moved to our head junior high coach, and he's doing a great job there, absolutely. And you know, Coach Martin Northcutt, he was doing offensive line for us. Love Coach Northcutt. He's going to be doing offensive line now with the JB, but he had some family things to take care of now. So we got Pat Murphy back. Let me tell you something. Pat Murphy is absolutely awesome. The kids love Pat Murphy to death. And, you know, it's just so much fun to have him out there. So a lot of the coaches I've worked with before have come back to us now and are back in the thick of things. And I'm just very excited to be a part of it. Great, great coaching staff. Gets along well. And just very, very thankful.
Yeah, I had heard that Coach Reed was coming back. Did we knock the dust off the highlighter hat?
Well, that got brought up today, and I was actually giving the coaches out their hats. Their hats finally arrived, you know, game week, but I was getting them out, and Coach Moore told Coach Reed, said, "Coach, I got your highlighter hat in my room up if you want it back." He said, "No, I'll take this, and that one belongs to you now." So,
yeah. Oh, that right there is funny, Coach, and I would just love to be in there in a coach's meeting with the diversity you have. I mean, you got guys old enough to be your youngest coach's granddaddy. I mean, you got a lot of different folks in there, and to know that Coach Reed's back, he's like Brett Favre. He's done come out of retirement three times.
Absolutely.
I mean, I heard he retired. Is he back teaching again?
Well, no, he did last year. He taught last year and filled in where we lost the teacher. He filled in and, of course, did a magnificent job, but he's not teaching right now. But I miss him. He was right beside me last year. It was a lot of fun, and we got to drink a lot of coffee together, sit and talk football, talk life, and everything else. But
I ain't ever seen two jokers in my life when I was in high school other than you and Mark Reed that could drink coffee all day long.
That's good for you. It's cancer fighter.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, I drink my two cups in the morning, and I'm done. But y'all are drinking. He'd be going. It'd be 3 o'clock. He'd be bouncing everywhere, and I'm like, hey, you know, it might be time to put the coffee down. Love the Reeds, though. Love the Reeds.
I want to give Jacob a little time here too, but I got to ask before y'all get into game choosing. We asked Coach Zediker on the Coach Zediker show just a few moments ago. What you got to do, you know, to come out with a win against Fayetteville.
Yeah.
I'll ask you the flip side of it. You've seen some scrimmage now of some blue and white. What do you think you got to do to have a second big win against that 3A rival school 2 years in a row? What you got to do Friday night?
Well, we can't make some of the mistakes we made last week. I mean, you know, we did some good things last week in our, you know, Jamboree game. Cam had about 120 yards in one quarter. First quarter, you know, and we shelved him for a while, you know. He was fine with that. But, I mean, you know, Britton played a good ball game. We had several people rise up in that. We need our playmakers to make plays, okay? We need to stop their run and control the clock. I know exactly what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to run that football right down our throat. So we've got to stop their run, okay? We got to fill those gaps. We got to get them out there on the edge. Because they're going to try to take that edge, too, with their speed. So there's some things that we know that they're going to try to accomplish. So we've got to stop that. That's what football is all about. And, you know, I alluded to a while ago, you know, Coach Zediker and his staff, they've watched film. They know us. We're early in the season. But we've watched the film we have. But, you know, we also know Coach Zediker. We know Coach Johnson. So we've got a plan. They got a plan. Now, who can put that plan onto the field and accomplish the goals they set to accomplish? We'll find that out Friday.
Well, let's focus our attention now to Saturday. You know, good luck to the Wolves Friday night. Let's go back down the highway with a win. But, you know, we have college football picking up this week. It's a very short week, 5 or 6 games. But I'll go with the 3 games of note. By the way, thank y'all for changing the game next Friday and next Thursday.
Hey, Coach Zediker got the Talladega coaches to do the same thing, so I'm in the good boat with
you. Well, we coaches don't want, you know, let me explain something to you, okay? I've been an Auburn fan my whole life, you know, since I could raise a hand of Hollywood. Okay?
That's why the Lord's blessed you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
That's right.
But you know, the thing about it is, I care about Fayetteville, but I was just thinking, you know, if it cost us a sale of one or two tickets, I'd rather move that game. and you know, so it was able to be done, and I appreciate everybody was involved in making that decision and helping get that done. But
and hats off to Billingsley for agreeing to that.
He didn't mind a bit.
Oh, you know that's Auburn country down there.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Jacob.
So our first game kicking off at 11 o'clock is a game I've been excited about. It's in Ireland, actually. It's Iowa State and Kansas State. I've always liked the Cyclones. I think last year as the season progressed, they became a better football team. I think they have a lot coming back. I'm going to go with the Cyclones.
Avery Johnson's a basketball analyst and the ex-coach of the Crimson Tide. He ain't a quarterback. Give me the Cyclones.
I'm going with you two guys. You're right about that one.
And then let's the little guys are playing this week too. You know, this their time to shine. Western Kentucky hosts Sam Houston. You know, Sam Houston's always good in football and their division. I'm gonna have to go with them.
Man, I think Sam Houston was some kind of general back in the day in Texas. Sound like a tough guy. Give me the what are they?
I don't even know.
The Sam Houston Cougars, I think
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah.
But give me them.
Sam Houston, absolutely.
The Jayhawks have a new home this year in Lawrence, Kansas. The brand new stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. I've seen it on the Big 12 page on Facebook. I'm excited about it, and I know Kansas is excited about it. They host Fresno State from the Valley. I'm going to have to go with the home team. Kansas State gets their first win in their new home.
Man, I want to go with Kansas so bad, but, man, I love the Pac-12, which became the Pac-2, which is now the Pac-8. I might go with Upstead. Give me Fresno, man.
Well, when you said Kansas, the first thing that came to my mind was basketball.
Yep.
It really did. When you said Kansas, you know, so I'm going Fresno.
But, you know, back a few years ago, Kansas was actually decent in football.
Yeah.
Playing for a Big 12 championship. Yep. I think that was back when I was in high school and all that.
Well, they won 9 or 10 games 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think.
And to cap off the evening, usually we're staying up at midnight watching them, but now they play at 6 o'clock in Honolulu. The Hawaii Warriors take on the smart kids from Stanford. Give me the Cardinal.
You can go Cardinal, you can go Rainbow Warriors. I'm going to go with some kind of cataclysm because I can't pick either one of them teams to win.
I go with Stanford all day long on that one. They're going to win big.
Hey, but the most important game of the week is where the Wolves take on Childersburg. Jacob, what do you have the score prediction there?
I think we can get two in a row. We need a trophy for this game so
yes.
they can come back home.
Yes, we'll talk to Lee about that.
A trophy and the Coosa River Classic. We coined that phrase last year, and I'm excited about it. It's a fresh season. You got a healthy bunch right now. We just got to stay away from that hornet's nest. That is the injury bug.
Mm-hmm. And, Coach, you didn't give your score prediction.
I'm going to say 24-21 because, you know, we're going to see Ibarra kick a field goal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dick, he's a senior now, right?
He is a senior.
Oh, man. We got to have a kicker coming up behind him. And last year was a defensive struggle, which I love, but not when I'm rooting for the team that's there. So I want to see some more offense. Give me the Wolves 28-20 in this game. And, Coach, I want to see y'all coming out in there gunslinging it. I mean, you got a third-year starting quarterback with a cannon of an arm. His words, not mine. His worse, but you come out there just sling that thing across the field, man. Turn it over side.
We'll try our best to take advantage of whatever the defense presents to us.
Nice coach speak right there. Well, you heard it there. Wolves to take on the Childersburg Tigers in Childersburg. Kickoff is at 7 on Friday night. This has been the Coach John Limbaugh Show at the Coach's Cantina.